first catechism question tries to summarize what is your only comfort in life and in death. And the summary is that I belong to Jesus. And it goes on to explain what Jesus has done and all and what the Holy Spirit is doing as well. And then, it comes to the question, well, you need to know something about that. What do you need to know? And the answer is three things: how great my sin and misery is, how I'm redeemed from all my sins and misery through Jesus Christ, and how I'm to be thankful to God for such redemption. That's question number two. So we are in that first section, and that is how great my sin and misery is. And so last week, we looked at the summary of the law, which is love God with everything and love your neighbor as yourself. And the question is, can you keep this perfectly? And the answer is no. Why? Because I am prone by nature to hate God and my neighbor. The natural man in Adam hates God. The natural man in Adam hates our neighbor. The natural man in Adam loves ourselves and is out to take care of and look out for number one. I love the statement of the unholy Trinity: me, myself, and I. That's who we are. That's what our focus is. That is also the idea of part of our nature. So then the question arises, question number six, so where'd that come from? Do we blame God? Did God create us this way? And the answer is no. When God created man, question number six, he created man good and after his own image. Actually, one of the things that we find in Scripture is that when God completed his works of creation, which man is the crowning aspect, he not only said it was good, but he said it was very good, exceedingly good. As God evaluated creation, there was no fault, there was no sin, there was no death, there was no curse, there was nothing but good. Furthermore, God created us with the honor and the privilege of being in the image of God, in his likeness. Scripture says that he also gave mankind authority over all creation. Adam and Eve were righteous before God. They were clothed in holiness, if you will. They had true holiness, and they walked with God. They knew God. They were called to love him. And there was a promise to live with him in eternal blessedness, to praise and glorify him. That was what God created and gave Adam. So then the question is, so then where did it come from? If God created man righteous and holy before him, where does the depraved nature of man come? And the answer is, thank you, Adam. Thank you, Eve. From the fall and disobedience of our first parents, Adam and Eve, in paradise, whereby our nature became so corrupt that we are all conceived and born in sin. In Adam, we sinned, and like Adam, we sin. Okay. Or another way of saying it is, we are sin in Adam, and we do sin like Adam. Okay. That's all mankind. So we are born in a state of sin and misery. David writes that in sin, my mother conceived me. While in the womb, from coming forth, these are sinners. I like what one fellow, when he refers to children, babies, he calls them poisonous vipers in covenantal diapers. If you don't believe in total depravity, don't give your baby food. When he or she starts crying, hold back for a little bit. What happens? They get angrier and angrier. I want what I want. I want it now, right? It's a challenge. Part of raising children is bringing that under control, that depraved nature that is in us. Thank you, Adam. Thank you, Eve. And so we are born, conceived and born in sin. And so the question then arises, is it really that bad? Are we so depraved that we are completely incapable of any good, and I would say in the sight of God, okay, determined and evaluated and stated that God says it's good? and prone to all evil? And the answer is yes. And this is, again, another hard saying. Yes, unless you are born again by the Spirit of God, you are still sin, and you're in Adam in sin, and you sin. God has to save us. God has to intervene. God has to show his mercy and grace to us through the Spirit of God as he brings us from death to life by the gospel, by the good news of Jesus Christ. And so we need to stop and again remind ourselves of where we were and what we have to be thankful for as we express that thankfulness in singing this morning in our hymn concerning our faith and how our faith looks up to thee, O Lord.